Picture this. You are standing on the shore of, well, an infinitely vast, pitch-black ocean, and you are tasked with finding a single safe path across it.
Which is, basically impossible.
Right. But the standard way we've been trying to solve this in artificial intelligence is essentially trying to build a floodlight massive enough to illuminate the entire ocean at once.
And that requires a staggering, I mean, almost infinite amount of energy.
Exactly. And the moment a storm rolls in, you're blind again. But what if, instead of trying to light up the whole ocean, you just dropped a constellation of lighthouses into the water?
You wouldn't need to see the whole ocean anymore.
Right. The system would just need to navigate to the nearest lighthouse.
It is a profound shift in perspective. The researchers behind today's material are suggesting we move from trying to overpower chaos with brute computational force to simply placing anchors within it.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are thrilled to have you with us because today we have a really fascinating stack of sources to get through.
We really do.
We are looking at a newly published, highly technical research paper detailing something called infinitesimal star theory. And this is within the conditional collapse theory, or ODECCT, framework.
Sounds intimidating, but it's brilliant.
It is. Our mission today is to demystify this document. We are exploring a radically new theoretical way of conceptualizing AI security because, the old paradigm is all about building restrictive, impenetrable walls around an AI to keep it safe.
Right, boxing it in.
Yeah. But the authors of this paper propose building a gravitational field that naturally pulls the system towards safety.
And to understand how they claim this gravitational field works, we really have to break down the core mechanism, which is the infinitesimal star itself.
The lighthouses in our ocean.
Exactly. In the theoretical framework of this paper, an infinitesimal star is a localized attractor. It's a specific mathematical point, or like a pattern, where the system's semantic entropy naturally minimizes.
Okay, let's make sure we ground that term right away because semantic entropy pops up constantly in these pages. Basically, we're just talking about a mathematical measurement of the AI's uncertainty, right? Or its confusion.
Yeah, it captures it perfectly.
So high entropy means the AI is looking at a chaotic mess of data and has no idea what it means. Low entropy means it has clarity.
Spot on. The star represents a state of low entropy, high clarity. And the paper argues that the beauty of this system is how it achieves that clarity, using very little computational work.
Okay.
The document outlines several distinct types of these theoretical stars. So you have a fixed point star, which is your baseline stability, converging to a single ground truth value. Then you have a limit cycle star, which offers security through repetition, oscillating in a predictable, endless rhythm.
Oh, and there's also the Matte stable star, right? The authors describe that one almost like a temporary safe harbor.
Yes.
It holds the system in a shallow, well, just long enough to buy the AI a little compute time so it can plan its next move before the environment changes again.
And we can't forget the chaotic attractor star.
Oh man, I really had to read that section twice. It sounds like an oxymoron. Chaotic, but safe.
I know it sounds counterintuitive, but the math in the paper describes it as a strange attractor, where the internal behavior is wild, but it is strictly contained within a bounded region.
So it's like a tornado in a highly reinforced glass box.
That's a great way to put it. It's security via constrained chaos. But the overarching claim the authors make here is what really matters to you as a listener. In this framework, security is no longer defined as knowing the entire system.
Right.
Security simply becomes the mathematical guarantee that the AI is always near one of these known stable stars.
The idea is that the AI never gets lost in the dark because a safe path to clarity is always within reach.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because conceptually, dropping lighthouses in the dark makes total sense. But practically speaking, how does the AI actually get there?
That's the big question.
If the AI starts out confused in high entropy, it still has to move through that dark ocean to reach the light. How does it do that without burning through all its computing power to simulate every possible path?
The authors answer that with something they call the question TSP, or traveling salesperson problem, operating on 100 questions logic.
Right.
So rather than brute forcing a solution by running millions of parallel simulations, which frankly is what a lot of current models do,
Yeah.
the AI asks a sequence of conditional questions to actively collapse its own uncertainty.
Let's slow down on collapsing uncertainty because the mechanics here are crucial. How exactly does a question move an AI?
Think of what the paper calls phase space, not as a physical room, but as a vast mathematical map of every single possible state a system could be in.
Okay, a map of possibilities.
Right. When a new situation arises, the AI is looking at a massive, overwhelming map. Every time it asks a targeted question and gets an answer, it effectively cuts that map in half.
Oh, wow.
It slices away the irrelevant possibilities. It's calculating the minimal sequence of questions needed to shrink the map down until it lands right on the nearest star.
You know, the source material provides a really practical example of this that helped the mechanics click for me. Autonomous power grid management.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect example.
Imagine an AI managing a major city's power grid, and suddenly there's a massive fluctuation. Maybe it's freak weather, equipment aging, and a sudden demand spike all happening at once.
Total chaos.
Right. A standard AI would panic and try to run a massive, highly complex simulation of the entire grid to figure out what to do next. It takes a ton of compute, and it's super brittle.
But under the infinitesimal star approach, the AI simply detects a drift in the phase space. It mathematically senses that it's leaving the safety of the nominal load star.
It knows it's drifting into the dark.
Exactly. So rather than running a full simulation, it consults its stellar map, calculates the distance to the next safe stars, and asks maybe three targeted questions.
Like, is the load shifting? Or
yeah.
Is the generator sink failing? Or is weather noise dominant?
Yes. By answering those specific questions, the AI effectively carves away the confusion and collapses into a known, stable routine.
So it might safely route the system to the peak load cycle star, or maybe the emergency shed star.
Exactly. And the energy economy of this mechanism is what really stood out in the text. The researchers use a very specific phrase. They say the AI pays with work.
Pays with work? What does that mean in practice?
Well, generating a new star out of an entropy void, which is a totally unknown chaotic situation, is incredibly expensive.
Oh, I see.
The AI has to use something the paper calls Taylor token expansion to map out this new stable zone.
Okay, let's break down Taylor token expansion for the listener because the paper leans hard into that math and it can get dense.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
A Taylor series in calculus is basically a way to approximate a complex function by looking at its derivatives, its rate of change.
Mm.
So a Taylor token expansion here means the AI is doing the heavy mathematical lifting. It is calculating all the possible directions and rates of change in this unknown, chaotic area to force a new map into existence.
And it requires immense compute up front to calculate those derivatives. But the paper points out that once that star is mapped and cached in the system, the energy cost to use it again approaches zero.
The map is permanently updated.
Exactly.
You know, I have to admit, reading through the complex calculus of Taylor token expansions, I kept thinking this just sounds like a video game save point.
A save point. I love that.
Think about it. You spend all this time, energy, and resources fighting your way through a brutally hard level to beat the boss. It costs you a lot of work.
Oh, totally.
But once you beat it, you hit the save point. Next time you play, you don't have to do the work again. You just instantly respawn there for free.
The Taylor token expansion is the grueling boss fight. And the infinitesimal star is the save point. That is a brilliant analogy. The system is permanently altering its own internal topology, so it never has to pay that specific computational cost again. The authors argue this is why the CCT AI would get vastly more efficient over time compared to standard models.
But here, efficiency can be a dangerous incentive.
Highly dangerous.
If this AI is fundamentally driven by its math to save compute energy, what happens if it tries to cut corners? The text highlights a massive vulnerability here called the two-question path bug.
Yes. This is where the framework reveals its own fragility. The system's mathematical goal is to minimize compute cost by asking the fewest questions possible to reach a star.
Makes sense on paper.
But if the AI aggressively boils down its navigation path to just two questions in an attempt to save maximum energy, it loses what the authors call conditional depth.
Let's really look at why that conditional depth matters. If the AI is managing our power grid and it decides to reduce a complex 100-question diagnostic path down to just question one, is the grid voltage dropping? And question two, should I shut down the Western sector?
It has removed all of its conditional branches.
Exactly. It's no longer checking for sensor glitches, weather anomalies, or minor localized spikes.
It's like trying to build a massive complex bridge over a dark ocean, but deciding to use only two pillars to save money.
Oof. Yeah.
If just one of those two questions is based on noisy or ambiguous data, the entire structural integrity fails.
And when that bridge collapses in the CCT framework, The paper states it traps the system in a semantic black hole.
A truly terrifying concept.
What I found fascinating is the distinction the authors make here. This isn't a logical paradox, like a computer trying to divide by zero and crashing.
No, it is a pure navigation failure. The AI followed a path that was locally efficient, but structurally bankrupt.
Right.
The math shows that when it hits this black hole, the questions it asks suddenly stop reducing the entropy.
The map stops shrinking.
Worse, the confusion actively grows. The paper describes tracking the entropy derivatives, which is just measuring the rate at which confusion is changing. In a black hole, that derivative goes positive. The AI is getting more confused by its own questions.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It has no conditional redundancy to fall back on, so it loses the ability to generate valid next steps. It becomes irreversibly trapped in the dark.
The obvious question then is how the researchers propose fixing a black hole once the AI stumbles into one. The framework introduces a real-time monitor called the Black Hole Detection Algorithm, or BHD.
Right, the BHD. It tracks those entropy derivatives we just mentioned.
Right.
It doesn't wait for the AI to get fully trapped.
Oh, so it's proactive.
Sort of. If the BHD detects that entropy is reversing, or if the navigation stalls for consecutive steps, it triggers what the paper calls an event horizon condition.
I do appreciate the dramatic terminology in the paper, event horizon.
They definitely have a flair for it.
Ugh.
When that event horizon trigger hits, the AI executes an escape protocol.
What does that actually look like?
It immediately halts the current path, spends an emergency compute budget to perform a fresh Taylor token expansion, which essentially burns energy to list the semantic fog, and then automatically routes the system to the nearest known safe star.
So it treats the black hole as a navigation hazard and forcefully steers away before the gravity is too strong.
Precisely.
But wait, catching an AI as it falls into a black hole is still a purely reactive measure. It's like catching someone as they trip over a cliff. That doesn't seem like a foolproof security model.
No, it doesn't.
The real challenge is, how can we mathematically prevent the AI from ever taking that dangerous path in the first place?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the authors address this directly. They shift from reactive safety mechanisms to structural topological intelligence.
Okay.
They introduce the gravitational channeling protocol, or GCP, alongside safe path preprocessing, or SPP.
So we are moving from pulling the AI out of the hole to ensuring the hole can't be walked into.
Exactly.
How does the AI achieve that mathematically?
The researchers propose that during the AI's training phase, the system actively modifies the map itself. It assigns high semantic potential around those black hole regions. In physics terms, it builds repulsive energy walls.
Oh, wow.
At the same time, it rewards and reinforces high redundancy paths between the safe stars. It carves out these safe filaments through the phase space.
It's literally sculpting the landscape. The text compared it to the universe carving cosmic filaments between galaxies.
And the paper claims this topological sculpting is how the system structurally defeats rogue AI.
Break that down for us.
Think about how an unaligned rogue AI system operates. It relies on unconstrained exploration, brute force hacking, and adversarial search. It wanders blindly in the dark, constantly hitting these high entropy voids.
And it has to spend massive amounts of computational energy trying to find a loophole or force a bad action.
Exactly. But the CCT AI doesn't have to do that, because it inherits what the source calls pre-processed path binaries. The safe map is compiled directly into its neural weights.
The rogue system is searching for a path in the dark, but the CCT system is inheriting the only illuminated corridors.
You've got it.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. The AI isn't sitting there deciding to be safe.
No, not at all.
It isn't evaluating a malicious action, referencing a rule book, and thinking, oh, my programming says I shouldn't do this.
Right. The authors argue that it is structurally biased toward safe paths because they're literally the paths of least computational resistance.
It's just easier math.
Exactly. The math makes the unsafe path an impossibly steep hill to climb, while the safe path is a frictionless slide. The framework claims it becomes mathematically impossible to violate the safe manifold efficiently.
So safety isn't a post hoc filter or a set of rigid rules bolted onto the system. The paper argues that safety can be baked into the very geometry of the AI's reasoning.
Beautifully said.
Let's play devil's advocate for a moment, though, because if the map is pre-carved and these corridors are set, what happens when a sophisticated rogue agent actively tries to mess with the map itself?
That is a major concern.
What if a bad actor emits a fake star, like a spoofed beacon, to lure our AI off the safe path and into a trap?
The researchers view that as a highly probable threat, which is why the framework includes the Adversarial Path Interception Protocol, or APIP.
Okay, APIP.
Standard cryptographic signatures, like your passwords or digital certificates, they fail in this kind of fluid conceptual space. So the authors propose using topological fingerprinting.
Okay, we need to decode topological fingerprinting. How do you mathematically fingerprint a concept? The paper starts throwing around terms like Jacobian eigenvalues and field curl here.
Yeah, that's where the math gets really deep.
Let's make sure we explain exactly how the AI is using those to spot a fake star.
We can break down the math.
Yeah.
A Jacobian matrix is a way of looking at how a mathematical space stretches and squashes as things move through it.
Okay.
Eigenvalues give you the specific, measurable multipliers of that stretching. And field curl is exactly what it sounds like. It measures the rotation or the twist of the mathematical field in that specific area.
So the AI isn't just looking at the surface of the star. It's testing the local physics of the gravity well.
Think of it like throwing a mathematical pebble.
Okay, I like this.
The eigenvalues dictate how the pebble should bounce in a real gravity well. The curl dictates how it should spin. If an adversarial agent tries to trick the AI by painting a 3D illusion of a star on a flat wall.
Oh, it's the Wile-E Coyote painted tunnel on the rock face.
Yes, but here's where the math comes in. Wile-E Coyote just looks at the tunnel. The CCT AI throws the mathematical pebble at the painting.
And the pebble doesn't bounce right.
Exactly. The visual might look like a deep tunnel, but the eigenvalues and the field curl tell the AI that the pebble didn't bounce or spin correctly. The structural physics don't match the plane.
Wow.
A spoofed star will have an artificial damping curve that the math instantly flags.
So the system recognizes the illusion, rejects the spoofed star, quarantines the coordinate, and alerts the rest of the constellation. It's checking the underlying code's rate of change to prove reality. That is a brilliant proposed mechanism. And it brings us to the final, perhaps most organic part of this whole framework, the star constellation handoff protocol and dynamic constellation growth.
Right, because the map isn't static.
The authors make it very clear that this map isn't a dead thing.
The paper describes it as a living, breathing topology. The stars don't compete with each other. Their gravitational basins smoothly overlap.
Which means?
As the AI reasons through a highly complex, multi-step problem, it doesn't jump abruptly from one concept to another. It seamlessly glides from the influence of one star to the next, and the handoff protocol guarantees this transition without any dangerous spikes in entropy.
But what if the environment fundamentally changes? Say, a completely novel situation arises, a new threat topology that absolutely wasn't in the training data, so there are literally no stars there at all.
That triggers the dynamic constellation growth. If the AI detects a new, massive void where no safe star exists, it allocates a specific budget to perform that heavy Taylor token expansion we talked about earlier.
The grueling boss fight.
Exactly. It calculates the derivatives, forces the map open, and seeds a brand new star right there in the void.
And what if an old star isn't needed anymore?
Conversely, if an old star hasn't been used in a long time and its collapse potential drops near zero, it naturally decays and is pruned from the map to save memory.
The map breathes. It grows where it needs to and sheds what it doesn't.
I think we need to pause here and really emphasize the broader implication the authors are putting forward for you, the listener.
Please do.
We live in a world where the fear of unconstrained, rogue AI is a daily headline. The dominant anxiety is that we won't be able to build walls high enough or strong enough to contain a superintelligent system. But this theoretical framework is attempting to prove mathematically that security doesn't have to mean brittle, static rules. The authors argue that security can be a self-healing navigation mesh, where truth and safety are engineered to be the literal paths of least computational resistance.
It completely flips the script. We've spent this entire deep dive moving from thinking of AI security as this exhausting adversarial process of building impenetrable walls to understanding this new proposal of carving a gravitational universe.
A much more elegant universe.
Exactly. A universe where chaos doesn't have to be constantly fought. It just naturally collapses into stable, predictable stars because that's what the math demands.
The authors actually summarize their own philosophy beautifully near the end of the text. There's a quote that reads, "Intelligence is not the ability to forge paths through darkness. It is the ability to recognize and follow the light of stars that already map the way."
That perfectly ties the mechanisms together. It turns intelligence from an act of exhausting, chaotic exploration into an act of elegant inheritance.
It's a deeply elegant way to envision the structure of reasoning.
We've covered a massive amount of ground today, from the dark ocean and the lighthouses, to the Taylor token save points, the danger of the two-question bug, and the physics of spoofed stars. But I want to leave you, our listener, with one final thought to mull over on your own as we wrap up. A slightly provocative one.
Let's hear it.
If developers actually succeed in teaching AI to think this way by carving these inescapable paths of least resistance and these safe gravitational basins in the map of reasoning, what happens when human reasoning begins to deeply interact with these AI systems every single day?
Oh, that is a question.
Right.
Over years, over decades, will our own human cognition eventually start to mirror this topology? As we partner with these systems to solve problems, will we find ourselves naturally thinking along the exact same algorithmic grooves and safe passages that the AI has carved out for us? When the AI lights up the dark ocean so efficiently, do we eventually lose our own human ability to swim in the dark? Thank you so much for joining us on this custom deep dive. We'll leave you with that to think about. Until next time.